A plan to let 100 wood bison loose in Alaska has been put on hold until March of 2013. The herd of bison is being maintained by the Alaska Wildlife Conservation Center near Portage under an agreement with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, which pays for their upkeep. The State Department of Fish and Game wants to restore the wood bison to its natural setting in the state, but the plan must wait until federal and state agencies negotiate a special rule that would exempt the animals from the Endangered Species Act. Mike Miller directs the Alaska Wildlife Conservation Center. Miller, speaking at a recent agricultural fair, says the wood bison restoration project started around 20 years ago with state biologist Bob Stevenson.
His area was the Yukon Flats, and when he used to go up into his area in the summer on boats, he would find bison skulls, you know, on the downside of rivers when they were low. And he started to wonder about them because he found quite a few. And so he thought, boy, he's finding skulls. I wonder how long ago they died out. So he started to talk to the native people there. And he found three people that actually remembered seeing wood bison when they were little kids, still alive. So it was just a recent extinction. So then the state thought it was interesting, the whole story. And so they started to wonder, I wonder why they died off.
Miller says the wood bison died off likely because of overhunting or lack of conservation management. They are now extinct in the United States.
The guy that shot the last one didn't know he did. He thought there was more over the top of the hill, but they became extinct about the time the plains bison almost became extinct in the United States, and it also at the exact same time that the muskox became extinct from overharvest up in Alaska. So you can only assume it was a man-made extinction, because if it was biological, maybe it was meant to be.
The current wood bison herd in Portage has grown from animals imported from Alberta in 2007.
They were thought to be extinct for 17 years, and they found 23 in a remote part of Canada in 1957. And Canada captured all 23 and started the Canadian Wood Bison Recovery Program.
In Canada, the wood bison are listed as endangered. The plan in Alaska was to release about half the bison at Yukon Flats or Minto Flats, but those locations posed obstacles due to fears that the bison would conflict with resource development. Now the animals are to be released at Innoko River Flats near Shagaluk, but the release at Innoko was stalled because of a lack of a provision in the special rule that would allow hunting the animals.